Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because you have a problem. It's not me, it's you. You're the problem. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share the video, and today we have a sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store, and I will talk about them in a bit. But let's get right into it. We got stellar news yesterday. Inflation went down for CPI, Consumer Price Index, 0.1%. Oh my gosh. Problem solved, guys. Everything is great. Inflation year over year hit 3%. Now, people hate the inflation talk, as well they should, because it's an absolute lie. Lie. Okay? So, please, guys. Okay? First things first, you buy things. If you raise the price 25% on something, 25%, and then you drop it 2%, 3%, who cares? Seriously, still have to deal with a 22% increase on everything that we have in our lives. Now, here is the thing. Everything in our lives have gone up. Name something that hasn't. Name something that's going to survive during this time. Because it's not. There's nothing out there right now that is affordable, reasonable, good, anything, nothing right now. So correct me if I'm wrong, guys. We look at, you know, meat has gone up, beef has gone up, you know, almost 30%, poultry, 34%, gas, oh, you know, it's coming back down. No, it's not, guys. And look at everything over the last 3 years. There is a term called gaslighting. And what that means is that your perception of what's reality, let's question that. Let's make it so that what you're really seeing is not what you're seeing. It's much different. It's better. And it's you. You're the problem. You understand? Huh? Really? Is it me? Yeah, it's you. So we have been fed so much lately, and it's ridiculous. And people are waking up to this. People are catching up, and they're sick of it. And people have to pay their bills. They have to, you know, deal with their children, deal with, you know, different things in our economy that are suffering. You know, Delta Airlines raised prices, but their profits are down a ton because people are traveling, but they're not traveling as much as they should. No kidding. Nobody can afford to do this. I had a meeting with somebody at a restaurant, and lunch, $75 for two people. At a sushi place, little tiny corner sushi place. Ow, ouchie mama. But hey, we've got good news. Inflation just dropped 0.1%. No, nobody believes that. You know, all these politicians out there that are telling us how great everything is, it's not. It's absolutely not. And the lie of interest rates, it's going to take a miracle to get mortgages back down to 5%. You can lie to me as a real estate agent and tell me how good it is, but the latest version of Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles with Josh Altman, Josh Flagg, and I forgot her name right now, okay, very talented agents, and all they talked about was how difficult the real estate industry is right now. Los Angeles County, which is where I'm at right now, has done some crazy things. Los Angeles proper, Los Angeles City, has made it so if you sell a house over $5 million, you have to pay an additional 4.5%. If the house is over $10 million, it's 5.5%. What is that money used for? The homeless program, okay? They have $23.5 billion they can't account for, but you're gonna solve homelessness with the sale of rich houses. No, these people just won't sell their house. And some of these people own two and three houses. You know, we'll sit in the market until the climate changes, until things are different. Tractor Supply Company, which is a store, which I'm like, there's one in Riverside County. I'm like, hey, I'd like to go check that place out because I hear it's pretty good. Then they did all this diversity nonsense and different things about climate. Now, here's the thing. Patera from Appalachia Homestead, ask her about the climate. Ask her about, you know, how to get the most out of her land. And she's going to be able to talk to you for days, not 20 minutes, not hours, days, because they live on the land. I have got farmers, Don, and all these other people that are in my channel The best people that know about climate, know about sustainability, the environment, everything, farmers. And oh my God, dare I say cattle ranchers too. Got a few of those out in the audience too. And they know about everything because things like drought and, you know, the people that were in Kansas right now that had this drought and are not going to have a wheat crop, and you're going to see bread go to, you know, get ready for a $12 loaf of bread. It's going to happen because of the bad season that they had over the last year. Well, how would that affect things now? It's always behind, guys. It's always behind. So these people take care of the environment. They care about this stuff. And we're supposed to believe that they don't? Okay. You know, now Tractor Supply is paying the price for all this nonsense that they did. So let me know. Macy's. Macy's has a program now where they're going to have sale prices. It's going to be tied to Amazon Prime, you know, next week. Okay, who cares? Okay, it's a loyalty program. Well, who would shop more at Macy's? How much clothes do you need? I need a pair of shoes now. I need a suit now. I need a, you know, I need this or that now. You know what I mean? I just had a bug land on me and start biting me. You know what I mean? Loyalty program from Macy's. That'll be a huge hit, guys. So share your thoughts on that stuff so far. But everything that we're experiencing right now is just, you're living this, guys. This is not made up. You're paying these prices. You're seeing the fact that houses are not selling like they used to. New Jersey thinks that they solved the housing problem. There is a builder, and I want to give this guy credit and give him a shout out if I can get his name. But what this guy did was, hey, let's get it approved to build duplexes on every lot. And he did that. So got to give him credit for this. In Rumson, community of Rumson, and Roger Mumford of Mumford Homes going to start building duplexes on lots where they're going to have two houses on one lot. Now, the problem with this is traffic, guys. Here in Pasadena, nice morning, everybody out doing their thing. Guys, okay, when you have more houses in a condensed area, you have more traffic. And some people get that, some people don't. So, do you see that inflation's going down? Do you think that things are getting better? There are people that will tell you that the leadership is fantastic right now and that you're the problem. Okay, I'm the problem. Remember that. I'll switch it now to where it's not me, it's you. No, it's back to Dan again. This is insane, guys. This is nuts. Okay? Don't you want a world where your kids are safe? Don't you want a world where you can go to a restaurant and eat a meal for $20? Sounds crazy, doesn't it? Doesn't exist right now, guys. It does not exist. Let's talk about our sponsor, the Satellite Phone Store. One thing that I've had this year that I absolutely love is my satellite phone. My entire family has one, and the advantage to this is that we don't have to worry, guys, if the cell phones go down or if there is a loss of power because we have a satellite phone. The satellite phone can call any phone. Any phone can call us. We can text. We have voicemail. It's absolutely fantastic. I took this on my cruise, and when I was out in the middle of the ocean, I could call people. It was absolutely amazing. Cell phones only work on 7% of the planet, and the satellite phones work any place that you have open sky. Remember that. Go to danssatphone.com, DanSSatphone, danssatphone.com, and get all their discounts and everything that the satellite phone has to offer. Many different types of GPS products, safety products, power supplies, everything. Prices are reasonable. Plus, my Iridium 9555 phone, I get 100 minutes a month and they roll over. Whatever I don't use rolls over month after month after month. What is your safety worth? What is your security worth? Look at a phone from the Satellite Phone Store. Their service is second to none. They are a great company. Contact them today. Go to danssatphone.com. Do it now before you have an emergency and you're saying, I should have had a satellite phone, because I've got mine. Get yours today. We live in a world right now where people are checked out. Employees are checked out and bosses are checked out. There is a great article below about how people are just tired. People are tired of doing what they're doing. I'm telling you guys, stake your own claim in this world. Write your own book. If you're unhappy with your job, change the job. People are barely giving any effort at their work right now. That is a huge problem. They're not giving their workplace any effort right now. Why? I hate this place, Dan. Why would I give them an effort? They don't like me. And then the bosses don't like the employees. You just don't like anybody. So there has to be a cataclysmic shift right now where you're going to have people that are going to have to decide to do better. I'm telling you, if you are a company owner, hire people that are good for your brand, people that are good for your community, people that are good for your family, and understand that you need to be a team. And a team is only as good as its weakest player. And I'm, John's good. He's terrible with customers, but he sells a lot. You know, you've got to have everybody on the same page right now. It is imperative right now, because most people hate you that work for you. Most people hate their employees. And you can sit there and go, oh, I love my employees. My employees are great and everything's good. Read this article, because people are just fed up right now with where things are at right now. They're just done. Absolutely done. So, gonna see more and more of this, guys. 2 years ago, I kept trying to get on a repo car, you know, to see cars get repoed. And finally, I had two different insurance companies reach out to me and they said, you don't understand, Dan. You can't go on those cars. Those cars are some of the most violent positions in the world. And insurance will not allow it. And if they have somebody on there, hey, I picked up this chick and was repoing cars, you know, they could lose their license, they could definitely lose their insurance, and it's something that they just do not encourage at all. And again, I thought, well, there's gotta be some rogue guy who's gonna sit there and say, yeah, let's take Dan out. Could never get it. Now, what you're seeing with the desperation of the world and how upside down everything is, and how the fact that repossessions are at an all-time high right now and only getting worse, because you're seeing car payments at a record clip above 90 days. So South Carolina had a repo man get killed. Now, that is tragic. And the worst part about this is that you're having... you're seeing a repo man that got killed. And the problem with that is that it's such a dangerous position. And now the entire industry is in shock. And again, you want to see people that are probably strapped, people that are taking care of security for themselves. It's those guys right now. But tell me a position that has worse crime, because it's 15 times more likely that you're going to get hurt on a repo truck than you will in any other position in the United States right now. How wild is that? So, my buddy that does the foreclosures went and saw Doug yesterday. He had six auctions. Every single auction got postponed. And the reason for that is people filed bankruptcy at the last minute, people worked out a deal, some type of extenuating circumstance that pushed the auctions on. And he said, this is happening more and more and more, but the banks are onto this. This before, these houses wouldn't even get to sale. Now you're starting to see the process where he rescheduled every single one of these is rescheduled for this month. They're not gonna get put off for 2 months, 3 months. Sayonara, baby, these houses are getting sold. The commercial properties, you're seeing these selling at a record pace right now, and they're giving commercial properties away right now. But again, people are not making their car payments. People are not making their rent payments. They're evicting people. You have more boommates where people are living together more often than not. It's happening all the time right now. So I'm telling you guys right now, save money. You're not doing something wrong. You know what? You get older people that live by themselves and have a big house, rent out those rooms, guys. Go make some money. Don't get anybody crazy. Don't get somebody off Craigslist that you don't know. One of the greatest stories ever was a friend of mine was dead broke right at the beginning of COVID, and couldn't find a place to live, was breaking up with his girlfriend. His sister bought him a place to live, and there were 8 people living in one house in the Lake Elsinore area, and she paid the $1,250 the month for him to live in this house. And he walks in there, and it was a party at 11:30 at night. He's like, I can't live here. Can't live here for 5 minutes. You know what? We don't want you here. If you're not going to participate and be part of this family that we have, family, this is insanity. Okay? So beware of who you bring in. I could tell stories for days. Okay? There's more to cover, guys. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. Pepsi is a conglomerate, and they make a lot of money off of things that are not soda related. Quaker Oats, Frito-Lay, Gatorade, all the stuff that goes along with everything. They thought that they were going to have a 5% increase in sales. And nope, slipping, 2%. People are not spending the money in the spring and summertime like they normally do at a record pace right now. And it's affecting snack foods. Now, you walk in to get that $20 worth of gas, that gets you a lot less gas. And you don't sit there and say, I'm gonna get the bag of chips and the Pepsi and just put the rest on in the car. Nope, not getting sodas, guys. They're buying less right now, buying less. Costco is finally raising its membership price that they put off for 5 years by $5, and people are freaking out. And I'm like, you know what? Don't buy it then, if that's the big deal, you know? So Costco's gonna finally raise its price. If you like the clubs, like I, brother that loves Sam's Club over Costco, if you love these clubs, then you're gonna pay it, you know? Do you get the value? Do you get the savings? Do you save more than $5 a year? I bought tires there and saved a bloody fortune at Costco. So it was worth $5 more, and I'd be happy to pay it over and over again. Now, final story. There was a rap group, the Beastie Boys. Beastie Boys were started in 1981 out of Jersey, and 3 white kids, and broke up in 2012 because Adam Yauch, one of the founding members, died of cancer, and they disbanded the group. But they had a song from 1994 called Sabotage. The song was stolen by Chili's, the restaurant group. Just used it in their ads. Never compensated for them for this. How they thought they could get away with this stuff, I don't know. Do you know, guys, you want to see the problem that any YouTuber has? Is that you cannot play music on this stuff, because then you get copyright claimed for the video, and then somebody owns that video. That's how simple it is. It's that simple. So you don't sit there and you don't have unlicensed music on your channel. Now, you can get your own songs, and I could sing for you horribly, or, you know, you go get an agreement with somebody that you can sit there and have the Beastie Boys. They never did that. So they're going to sue them. They're going to win because of how ridiculous this is, because I saw some of the ads that they posted on different social media sites and things like that. So it's going to be interesting to see if this happens and what's going to come of this. You want to get a hold of me? hello@iallegedly.com. What are you guys seeing in the economy? You see that inflation's turning the corner? You see that rents are getting cheaper? You see that home prices are getting better? Let me know. Let us all know. Comment in the video and get involved with the conversation. Onward and upward, guys. Okay? And see you soon.